This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Friday, July 25, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Christy van der Merwe. Making headlines today, building materials producer Lafarge would finance a new 40 million rand, 20 MVA, 132 kV bulk power supply at the proposed Middelvlei substation, which would supply electricity to its new 1 million ton a year cement grinding plant in Randfontein in Gauteng, the firm announced on Thursday. The construction of the new plant, which formed part of its 1.2 billion rand project Rainbow Cement Capacity Expansion Project, was on schedule for commissioning at the end of this year. Despite international freight rate increases and power disruptions bringing the activities to a halt at times. The South African branch of China-based CBMI Construction was undertaking the turnkey construction project. Extended rail negotiations between Kumba Iron Ore, Africa's biggest iron ore miner, and state-owned Transnet have pushed production at its 9 million tonne a year Sishen's South project back by a year to 2012. The Anglo-American subsidiary said on Thursday, the project would now only begin production in 2012, while a rail deal was imminent, new CEO Chris Griffith said. Sishen South, located 80 kilometers south of its Northern Cape Sishen operation, had meanwhile moved to the final stages of approval after having won its mining rights and a water license for the project.
First production is expected in 2012, ramping up in 2013. And we've mitigated some of the risks by ordering long lead items.
Vancouver-based Teck Cominco expects that the zinc market surpluses for both 2008 and 2009 will likely be smaller than currently being forecast, partly because lower prices may force mines to close prematurely, President and CEO Don Lindsay said on Thursday. Zinc prices have fallen sharply over the last 12 months, and Teck and its partner Xstrata announced earlier this month that they would close their Pillar mine in Australia prematurely because of slumping metal prices, which were compounded by a strong Australian currency. Zinc prices have fallen sharply from above $2,000 a pound in late 2006 to below $1,800 a pound this month.
It wouldn't surprise me if the 2000 numbers turn out to be materially less than our currently forecast, just because there will be a number of shutdowns between now and then. We just can't predict which ones and when.
Also making headlines, economic growth forecast to slow to 3.2% in 2008. High logistics costs damage South Africa's international competitiveness. Competition Authority files perjury charge against Vodacom executive. De Beers and NUM agree on wage increases. Iron ore prices to remain strong as miners struggle to meet demand. And coking coal prices expected to average $300 a ton in 2009. In political news, Zimbabwe's MDC and the ruling ZANU-PF start full crisis talks. South African is named UN Human Rights Chief. World Trade Organization talks live another day, but little progress so far. And Libya halts Swiss oil sales in Gaddafi arrest row. That's a roundup of the news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.